Luque at WRJM. You know, they want to make air travel in balloons popular once again, those massive air balloons like the, I'm thinking they're talking about the Goodyear blimp type. They're better for the environment than planes, and using helium instead of hydrogen can make them safer, they say. A lot slower than planes, but several companies have plans in the works now to offer them up as a new travel option. Basically, it's a flying cruise ship. I have one word for those people. Hindenburg. Did we all forget about this? Did we all forget that tragic New Jersey outcome for the Hindenburg? Hey, coming up in just a few moments now, I am going to give you the keyword in our grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest here on WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. Get ready. You can download it at the App Store, wherever you get your apps, or at civicmedia.us. You'll see WRJN at the bottom. Click on WRJN and get ready to text. There's a text area there. Text the keyword I'm going to give you right after 7 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Waseca and Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Mysterious drones that have been spotted over the Northeast have now been sighted in at least 6 states. While the federal government says it's investigating, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say officials aren't doing enough. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Only parts of the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Defense are allowed to detect and mitigate drones. That means drones are going to have the upper hand because our authorities are woefully inadequate.
Boston police have arrested 2 men flying a drone.
Police say an officer spotted the drone flying close to Logan Airport. It was traced to an abandoned medical school campus in Boston Harbor.
And we responded to the Boston PD's request for assistance out of Long Island. There were apparently 3 individuals flying a drone.
2 men were taken into custody, one with a drone in his backpack. They're due in court this week. A 3rd man is believed to have escaped by boat. Peter King, CBS News.
Experts say even small drones can cause catastrophic damage to planes on takeoff and landing. Israel's prime minister hopes to set the stage for continuing U.S. support in the upcoming Trump administration. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In a video statement, Netanyahu said he spoke with the president-elect over the weekend and said it was a very friendly, very warm, and very important conversation. He said they discussed Israel's need to prevent Hezbollah in Lebanon from rearming and Israel's conflict with Hamas since October 7, 2023.
Israel continues to strike military targets in Syria after the fall of the Assad regime. A French territory in the Indian Ocean has been shattered by the worst storm in nearly a century. Hundreds, even thousands of people are believed to have died. The BBC's Louisa Pilbeam.
Poorly built homes with tin roofs never stood a chance against the power of Cyclone Chido. Winds of 140 miles per hour ripped flimsy neighborhoods apart in Mayotte.
If you're still planning to do Christmas or Hanukkah shopping online, there could be a hitch. Thousands of unionized Amazon workers in New York are threatening to strike ahead of the holidays. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters gave the company until midnight just past to start negotiating or face a walkout. The oldest department store in the country is making a comeback. CBS's Matt Piper has details from New York.
Lord & Taylor will be back online next year after closing its brick-and-mortar stores in 2021. Its website says it's focusing on a sophisticated range of home goods, dresses, and footwear.
S&P futures up 11. Bitcoin in record territory over 103,000 right now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy and a 36-year-old Franklin man fell through Racine County ice this weekend. The rescue attempt went awry Saturday afternoon on Wind Lake. The man from Franklin went into the water at around 12:30, several hundred yards from shore. A statement says very thin ice made for a tricky recovery. The water rescue team member that went into the water and the other man were both pulled out and taken to land on an inflatable boat. Despite being in the water for about an hour, the man rescued is expected to be okay. 2 pets didn't make it out of a Racine house fire Friday. It happened near 16th and Kearney, with a cause still not known. A family dog and a cat died. Damage estimates are at around $80,000. While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. Microsoft has bought a lot of the Foxconn land and acquired more in the area. They're investing over $3 billion creating data centers in Mount Pleasant. And a dense fog advisory runs through 9 this morning for the area. They're saying visibility is at about a quarter mile or less. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers win in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had 5 tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last 3 games with a hamstring injury.
You know, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates for doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in 3 straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of them, the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy out there this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy all day, becoming breezy by late this afternoon. High today, 46. Wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to near 30 after about 4 o'clock today. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I personally take the subway in New York. I love the subway because of the male and female voices that narrate the subway, that man and that woman. The woman who does the subway announcements and her way too loud husband. You know, the woman who's like, the next stop is Christopher Street. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Why are you shouting? What are you, in the next room? I asked my friend who works for the city, I said, why is it a male voice and a female voice? And he told me, because it's been proven that people will take information from a female voice, but they will only take a warning from a male voice. Now, that's its own American gender nightmare that we don't have time to get into. But I have to say, I trust that woman more. I like how she says the subway stops, because she always says them like they're a little secret. She's always like, the next stop is Chambers Street, assaulting an MTA worker. I wasn't gonna do that. They warn you about that now. There's also signs in the back of taxi cabs that say, murdering a taxi driver will get you 25 years in prison. Oh, okay. I guess I won't do it. That doesn't happen in any other industry. It's not like at restaurants, they're like, your server Michael will be right over. Oh, by the way, killing a waiter in the state of New York is a Class A felony. I'll get you some bread.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
All right, it's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest on WRJN. Our keyword this hour is sleigh, like in sleigh ride, sleigh. Yeah, like I'm going to go sleigh belling today or sleigh riding today. Sleigh, that's our keyword this hour. Download the Civic Media app right now if you haven't done so already. Go to civicmedia.us, download the app, or go to the App Store wherever you get your apps. And you'll see a list of call letters. Go to WRJN, click on it, and text us the keyword sleigh, like in sleigh ride, sleigh. Text it, and the prize this hour is, let me look it up, open up the envelope here. Ooh, $100 cash this hour. All right. So the keyword is sleigh. Text it to us right now. You have all hour to do it, but after 7 o'clock, no more. Okay, you got to get it done in the 7 o'clock hour. So do it right now. Again, the keyword is sleigh. Download the Civic Media app. Do that by going to civicmedia.us. Click on WRJM when you get down on the app there. And Text us the keyword slay this hour.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in crime and prison, crystals fall silly. And then along comes Mary. And then she will give me kicks, and he wants to eat chicken, give me pickled memories. Oh, baby, I'd rather get the tales from all the fields and tribulations. Punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks who sickness is the game they play. And when the masqueraders play, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free and let him see reality from where she got her name? Is as sweet as the punch.
Association, along comes Mary, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics. The keyword this hour is slay. Download the Civic Media app and go to WRJN. Text us the keyword slay.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. And a smile for the banjo. Better get wild, it's getting good.
CCR, up around the bend. It's 7:15 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And let's be honest, not everything about the holidays is awesome, unless you're maybe like 7 years old. Some things just feel like they're more trouble than they're worth. The website recently suggested various Christmas traditions and then asked people whether or not they're really still gung-ho about them. If it's so-so, maybe that's your answer, or maybe it's something that you secretly despise. Well, thousands of people weighed in. Here's what they said. Secret Santas. 54% of people are still enthusiastic about that. All presents must be opened on Christmas Day. No exceptions. 41% of you are hardcore about this. Christmas music. 41% love it. Christmas movies, 41% watch them this time of year. Christmas carols, 36% of people would go out and subject others to their singing just to feel the Christmas spirit. Christmas decorations, 29% of people still enthusiastic about it. That's it? Just 29%? Hosting Christmas parties, 27% want to entertain over the holidays. Ugly Christmas sweaters, they say 25% are still obsessed with this, yet I'm seeing them everywhere. Baking cookies, 25% still love doing that. Putting up the Christmas trees before Thanksgiving, 21% said they just can't wait. They got to do it early. All Christmas shopping done by Black Friday, 14% of people actually do that. And making Christmas cards, not mailing them, but making them. 11% of people not only send out Christmas cards, but apparently make their own Christmas cards. That's kind of neat, huh? I like that.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Okay, it's a grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest on WRJN. Our keyword this hour is sleigh, S-L-E-I-G-H. It occurred to me maybe a lot of people don't know how to spell it. Sleigh, like in sleigh ride. That's our keyword. Download the Civic Media app. Do it at the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Or go to civicmedia.us, download the app. You'll see on the list of call letters, WRJN. Click on that. You'll see a space to text. Text the keyword sleigh. This hour, we're playing for $100.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
The Christmas Canon. That's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well at WRJN. My brother-in-law once gave my wife and I tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I think it was at the Bradley Center a couple of years back. And we were in, you know, the mood for a nice concert with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, just like you heard it. That's not what we heard. Actually, they're a rock group, and they play heavy-duty chainsaw rock and roll. They had a runway above the audience with flames shooting out of it. It was loud rock and roll. My ears were hurting at the end of the concert. I actually had an ache in my head. I knew we were in trouble when I walked in and I saw who the audience was, and I said, I don't think these people came to see an orchestra. Now, in all fairness, there was an orchestra on stage, and they did have a chorus, and they did do that song you just heard, the Christmas Canon. But the rest of the concert was chainsaw rock and roll. Wasn't bad. It was just, you know, not what we expected. It's 7:26 at WRJN. It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. It was a routine search and destroy mission in March of 1966 in that hell on earth called Vietnam. Private Jim Patridge was the point man, the scout. Whatever happened would happen first to him. 3 days earlier, Jim and his Marine buddies had been flown in by chopper to assist E Company. Echo had been hit hard, needed all the help they could get. Jim's company had been fired on from the outset, had chased the enemy in a forced line through dry rice paddies and palm trees, and now it was the afternoon of the 31st. So far, as I say, a typical day of search and destroy. Now, this was supposedly a secured area, but Jim was wary. And his squad sergeant, John Gray, had somehow gotten ahead of him, so Jim ran to pass him, and Jim ran into a fence post. No, you heard correctly. He ran into a fence post. 20 years later, Jim Patridge was home in suburban West Chicago. He was in his garage getting ready to take out the garbage when he heard a woman scream, "Somebody, please, help me." The screams were repeated over and over, and they were coming from down the block about 120 yards away. Well, Jim dropped the garbage bag, and he headed toward the dreadful cries. They belonged to a neighbor, Tammy Kroll, who was kneeling at the edge of the family swimming pool. It was one of those above-ground swimming pools with a deck around the perimeter. Well, Jim rushed up the 5 steps to the top of the platform. He found Mrs. Kroll cradling the apparently lifeless form of her year-old baby Jennifer. And Jim took the infant from her frantic mother. Little Jennifer, who had accidentally fallen into the pool only minutes before, was now blue, even her tongue. Her eyes were rolled back in her head. Jim had seen death before. There was no question the little girl was clinically dead. And yet Jim stayed calm enough to remember that since CPR, not even dead, is necessarily so anymore. So, Jim cleared the water and the mucus from baby Jennifer's throat, began breathing his own breath into her tiny lungs. And by the time paramedics arrived, about 10 minutes later, the child's heart had begun beating. She had resumed breathing on her own once again. And little Jennifer is alive and perfectly normal today, because Jim Patridge was there when he had to be. He might not have been, had things been otherwise in Vietnam 2 decades ago. For you see, the fence post that Jim ran into during that search and destroy mission, the fence post he ran into, that's kind of a GI slang expression. It was not the sort of post that holds up fences. It was rather a kind of exploding booby trap. And the explosion hurt Jim, hurt him badly. And when Jim heard his neighbor screaming these 20 years later, he hurried to help in a wheelchair. And then when obstacles blocked the wheelchair, he got out of that and he crawled 60 feet to the swimming pool. Then he crawled up the 5 pool deck stairs to breathe life back into baby Jennifer. For in Vietnam, when Jim Patridge triggered that explosion, it sent him to a MASH unit near Da Nang and left him totally legless and totally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.
That's amazing. And it's time for another Paul Harvey coming up this afternoon at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. He'll have another rest of the story. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. All right, don't forget, this hour, our keyword in our statewide text-to-win contest is Slay. Slay, that's our keyword this hour. That's S-L-E-I-G-H. I know a lot of people think they know how to spell it. I had to double check just to make sure. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps. Download the app. Look for WRJN on the list of call letters. Click on WRJN. You'll see a text area there. Text the keyword SLAY this hour for your chance to win $100. Right now, it's 7:31. Here's Stuart with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy and a 36-year-old Franklin man fell through Racine County ice this weekend. The rescue attempt went awry Saturday afternoon on Wind Lake. The man from Franklin went into the water at around 12:30, several hundred yards from shore. A statement says very thin ice made for a tricky recovery. The water rescue team member that went into the water and the other man were both pulled out and taken to land on an inflatable boat. Despite being in the water for about an hour, the man rescued is expected to be okay. Two pets didn't make it out of a Racine house fire Friday. It happened near 16th and Kearney, with a cause still not known. A family dog and a cat died. Damage estimates are at around $80,000. While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. Microsoft has bought a lot of the Foxconn land and acquired more in the area. They're investing over $3 billion creating data centers in Mount Pleasant. And a dense fog advisory runs through 9 this morning for the area. They're saying visibility is at about a quarter mile or less. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you've got a college student coming home for the holidays, make sure you have a conversation about internships. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Trying to acquire those valuable internships is an earlier and earlier process on campuses across Wisconsin. That's according to Dr. Tara Montgomery at the UW-Platteville campus.
It very much depends on the type of internship that they're looking for. What we've found in agriculture is that we have students who are looking for a particular company. So let's say that they want to work with Central Star. Central Star has a very specific deadline and, you know, very put together program. A lot of the more formal ones will have a fall deadline, maybe November 1st or December 1st. And so usually when students are looking for internships, they're actually starting at the beginning of the semester in the fall, saying, what is it that I want to do? What's out there? What's available? But we definitely have students that find really good internships all the way through, you know, mid-March, sometimes even into April.
That's Dr. Tara Montgomery, director of the School of Agriculture on the UW-Platteville campus. Another trend she's noticing is when the internship involves remote work opportunities. Once the student gets that internship, it can sometimes lead into additional internship opportunities once they're back on campus in the fall. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. for the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants. Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 172 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a quarter at 180. Double A butter dropped 6 cents to 46 and a half on the close. This morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down three, 1996. Right now, December new crop next year corn up a penny and a half at 440. The November new crop beans are up three, 1009. July new crop wheat up a penny at 570 a bushel. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
A little foggy out there this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy all day, becoming breezy by late this afternoon. High today, 46. Wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting to near 30 after about 4 o'clock today. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I find it hard to get out of a regular bed. It's always sad in the morning. You're like, I'm going to miss you. You were wonderful last night. I didn't want it to end. We never want it to end, right? That's why there's the snooze bar. Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination. As my first decision of the day, I will go back to sleep. How many plants is the snooze bar destroyed? You hear the alarm, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to the gym this morning. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I took a long shower yesterday. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I always wanted to go on welfare. Snooze. The best is when you wake up, you look at the clock, and you see you still have time to sleep. It's like finding $1,000. This is my lucky day slash night slash day!
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
thank you.
Dream Believer, The Monkey, 740, Local News, Channel's Hits, and Christmas Classics, too, at WRJN. And this hour, it's our grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest on WRJN. Our keyword this hour is sleigh, sleigh, like in sleigh ride. Keyword sleigh. Now, here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app, go to your app store or wherever you get your apps, or go to civicmedia.us, download the Civic Media app. You'll see WRJN on the list of stations. Click on it, and at that point, text us the keyword sleigh. We're playing for $100 in our statewide text to win contest this hour. You know, there's a new ranking of the 32 classic Christmas foods. What do you think is last? Fruitcake, right? Yeah, fruitcake. That makes sense. But here's some other weird stuff. Number one on the list, people's favorite, is peppermint bark. I like peppermint bark. I might buy some today. Nine is pheasant. How many people out there have had pheasant in their lifetime? 12 is something called coquito, which is a coconutty eggnog, which sounds delicious to me because I love eggnog and I love coconut. So I got to find out where you get that. Coquito. That sounds delicious. Stevie Wonder at WRJN right now, and my Sharia Moore. La, 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 la. My Sharia Moore, lovely as a summer day. My Sharia Moore, distant as the Milky. Sharia Moore, Stevie at 744 WRJN. 36% of adults say they've received a holiday gift they never used because it was too complicated to figure out. That would be me. I was given a gift several years ago, and I just couldn't. It involved downloading a lot of stuff and then working. I just couldn't do it. So by the time I decided a few years later to give it another chance, it was outdated. It wouldn't work anymore. Because the program that ran it was obsolete. But, you know, I was going to give it another try. So, and it was an expensive gift, too. And I just didn't do anything with it. I couldn't figure it out. It happens. 745 WRJN. Wouldn't it be nice with the Beach Boys?
Wouldn't it be nice? Say goodnight.
Boys, wouldn't it be nice? Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics. Do got a Christmas tune for you coming up in just a few moments. Here's a nice story. You want to hear this? Really nice story. A 9-year-old girl in Colorado named Millie was heartbroken when her dog Bella passed away a year ago. Now, she didn't forget about Bella. When her parents recently asked her what she wanted for Christmas, Millie handed them a flyer that she made for a pet drive in Bella's honor. She's collecting dog toys and other items for shelter animals. Her goal is to make sure every shelter dog has a toy to open on Christmas. This girl is 9 years old. I was pretty selfish when I was 9 years old. That is an amazing story. I like that. Hey, just a quick reminder here. You only have a few minutes to go this hour for our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is slay, like in sleigh ride, slay. What you do is download the Civic Media app at the App Store or go to civicmedia.us, download the app. When you do, look for WRJN, click on it. You'll text us the keyword slay this hour. You have until another 12 minutes to do it. And you'll be in the running for $100 cash this hour. Now, we also are doing another keyword, different one, at 11 a.m. this morning and 1 p.m. this afternoon with Dan Marcus. And then Kurt Bowman's got another one at 4 p.m. today. And we're doing it all this week. So get ready. Just download the app. Get ready. And then you're all set to go, okay? And don't forget, head to civicmedia.us/contest terms for full rules for our text to win statewide contest.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Dogs and Cream. When the weather gets colder, warm up with something hot and delicious. The classic Chicago dogs, chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, and savory burgers are just what you need to fight off that winter chill. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Wrestling day.
No, get
Boxing
out.
Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, geez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? What? Go.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See, oh,
you need more.
A fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree. So 2 4 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yeah, 6 packs of 2 4
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5. And a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
What did you learn to do that?
Albums.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year.
For the 13 days of Christmas. Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Hey.
Oh boy, that song is a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Bob and Doug McKenzie. Rick Moranis is one of those two in there. What was that? SCTV, right? Yeah. The Great White North. These are the animals at WRJN, and don't let me be misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. Understood.
'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Eric Burden of the Animals, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. It's 7:59. Don't forget, coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. At the Racine Theater Guild, I saw it this weekend, spectacular. And I'm not just saying that. I could have just said, hey, it's good. It was spectacular. The music was great. The acting was great. And the story is really good. You got to check it out. But I'm going to give you a chance to win some tickets in the next hour here at WRJN. Well, this couple in New York State holds the record for the most Christmas lights on a residential property, 720,000 lights. Their neighbor is kind of sick of it, want him to rein it in. As a matter of fact, one guy even ran for office just to run for office to make sure they'd stop doing it. He said it's like living next to Legoland for 40 years, or as I'm thinking, it's like living next to Clark Griswold from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Anyway, the couple says they don't plan to do it forever. They'll stop once they hit a grand total of $1 million in donations for charity, which sounds like it could be forever. 8 o'clock on the nose right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The demand for answers is growing over objects that have now appeared in the sky over six different states in the Northeast. Correspondent Tom Hansen.
Questions and concerns are mounting over those mysterious nighttime drone sightings.
Like they're recording people? Or are they like just going around, like sitting there, just looking at you?
Here in New Jersey's Monmouth County, police released a heat map to help track drone sightings in real time. Local officials are urging the federal government to extend investigative capabilities to state and local